And at 6:44, our aviation and day trading expert, Jay, is right here. And Jay, I understand that Tuesday morning, they had a glitch when the market opened. Tell us about that.
Well, it was like the starting gate for the Kentucky Derby. It sounded, but the gates didn't open. We had about 30 stocks that were halted because they dropped. Some of them dropped unusually fast. Others just were on an automatic halt, and it sent traders into a tizzy trying to figure out exactly what in the world was going on. The exchange said that there was a technical glitch that caused the problem. They eventually got it straightened out. But there's a trading halts page that my students and I keep a close eye on that normally will have, you know, three or four stocks that are halted for various reasons, news or a volatility halt. And, Jack, it was 20, 30 stocks long. And it was like, what in the world is going on here? And, you know, if the market's down by 1,000 points or something like that, we've seen a lot of volatility halts that will reflect a large number of stocks. Here it was a technical glitch that unfortunately had a lot of stocks that were being offered at least temporarily at some incredibly low prices. And that some of those may be corrected as they go back and clean up the mess. But, yeah, it was an issue that we're not used to seeing, and it certainly woke people up when the opening bell sounded on Tuesday.
Hmm. And has it recovered from that?
It has. It was temporary, and it went from there. And, you know, once it was here and gone, I mean, things have pretty much shifted. And, of course, today everybody's looking at the GDP numbers because we are now looking at the GDP price index. They're expected to announce the numbers today to kind of give us an idea of what the fourth quarter of last year looked like. And, of course, those numbers are going to be important because we're trying to see if the economy is continuing to slow, if it's starting to pick up, and go from there. Because as we're seeing more and more of the companies that report their earnings, some of them are having what's being called a kind of an earnings or a profit recession, where their companies are reporting kind of back-to-back negative earnings, and that's certainly bad news. And, of course, a lot of companies right now are not really excited about the next part of this year, towards the end of this year. A lot of companies are laying people off, and we're seeing a lot of that reflected in some of the stock prices as we move forward. So a lot of moving parts that are going on right now at an early time of the year. And normally, this time of the year, Jack, towards the end of January, it's not near as busy or as active as what we're seeing now, with so many different components moving around that investors have to keep an eye on. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, and it's going to be an interesting day.
The recession, then, is that going to continue, or have we got a stop on that, or what's the deal?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Some people are saying, yeah, we're coming out of it. People like me saying, well, let's wait until we see the full impact of inflation for 2023, and then we'll have a pretty good indication of what's going on, because you still have issues with some supply chains that are out there that are really impacting adversely a lot of different industries. You look at Boeing and Airbus, for example, that manufacture aircraft. Their backlog right now is at 2,400 airplanes. And when you're talking about some of these production lines that roll out 300 planes a year, it's going to take years to get on the other side of that. And that's because of the fact that a lot of the supply chains have been hampered. And that's just one example of two companies. And you're talking about so many different companies across the country and a lot of different fields that are having the exact same adverse situation ongoing. And that's going to create higher prices, which is going to lead to inflation, which is going to apply more recessionary pressures as well. So it's all interconnected. And that's one of the reasons that sometimes it's difficult for us to see how things are going until we've got a little bit more perspective where we can look back from a historical situation and see how things are progressing. But it's a challenging time right now, to be sure.
So, Jay, you mentioned supply chain issues, which I feel like we haven't really heard too much about that anymore. Like last year, the supply chain was a big thing, but that's still impacting a lot of industries?
It is. It is. And what we're seeing is that some of it has to do with the fact that you still have companies, Dana, they're having a hard time finding employees. And as a result, they're not able to produce as much as they did. It also means that they're producing it at a higher price than what they were doing before. And, of course, most of those price increases are being pushed on to the customer, which is then going to turn it over, and it's going to be reflected in higher prices, which is, of course, where we get the inflation from. So it's still out there. It's not as bad as it has been, but it's still an issue. And strangely, I don't know why it's not more discussed than it is now, because to me it's still a front burner issue that a lot of companies across the country of all different sizes are still battling, and I think we will be for the time being.
Well, our man Jay has got it all, and before you do any kind of investing, you want to go to daytradefund.com and check it out, because that's the best advice you'll get. And Jay, we'll talk to you next week.
I'll have a lot of things unpacked by the next time we chat, so I'll be ready to go.